Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, for beginning another day of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. This week, I've been talking about the prophetic ministry of the recent popes, in part to understand better the prophetic moment that we as a church are living through and the upheavals in society and the pressure, the change of values and worldview and the ascendancy of a whole new worldview and a kind of dethroning of the biblical worldview that informs so much of our society and the society of the West. Now, it's not like it's happening now for the first time. This has been going on in the Western world, in Europe and across for hundreds of years. But it certainly seems to be accelerating, and the logic of a worldview that insists on its total secularity and pushing God, as Pope Benedict XVI said, from the human horizon, particularly completely from the public square, which means to suppress any of the values and commandments, the values that were informed by the commandments of God and the revelation of God, to push it to the margins. That's where we are right now. And the popes have helped us understand and see the spiritual root that's at the source of it all. I came across a quote recently from Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul, from 1980. He was in Fulda, Germany, and he was giving a talk. He was talking about the rosary to a relatively small group of people. And in the context of it, as he was talking about the rosary, he was saying, how do we fight evil? How can we effectively face the challenges that are right in front of us? If you remember earlier in the week, I quoted Pope John Paul II when he said that the church has entered now the final conflict between the gospel and the anti-gospel, the church and the anti-church, between Christ and the antichrist. And it's a battle that lies within the plans of divine providence. It's an unavoidable battle. It's something that we all now must enter into and be fortified for this conflict and battle. Always understanding that the war is ultimately won. Christ has won his victory on the cross. And what we're fighting now are various skirmishes and the kingdom of the enemy still trying to fight and take whatever he can. And we're being called to resist. We're being called to bear witness and testify, to be disciples. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, count the cost. It's going to cost you everything to follow me. He says, you're going to have to take up your cross because the world's going to hate you because it hated me first. Boy, is that what we're seeing now? There's a tremendous kind of rage against the church in different parts of the world. Some of it's because of the church's own sins. There's no question about that and how we handled that. But friends, trust me, it's deeper. There's a rage against any external force telling me how I'm supposed to live, who I'm supposed to be, even what I am and what I'm not, and what I'm going to be, how I can find human happiness. These are all my decisions, and if there is a God, even God needs to be silent. Because if God's going to impose on us his commandments, then I can't be free. So God's now my adversary. This is the climate that we're in. Now, there's spirituality in the world today, you might say. There's people who would identify themselves as religious, but look closely. It's not the God who has revealed himself in the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's the God that more and more people are running from. Because Jesus said that he's Lord. And that if we're going to love him and be identified with him, we need to obey his commandments. And what the contemporary world wants, and the only God it seems to want to accept, is a God who's worried about our feelings but not worried about how we're responding to commandments, how we're living. That's our choice, that we're the ones who create our own morality, our own laws, our own moral system. We create it ourselves. We want a God that we don't have to answer to. We want a God that will sign off on our particular dreams and worldviews, a God that's going to genuflect to what we choose for ourselves, the radically autonomous self. Has to be a God that respects my radical autonomy. That's what we're facing. And we're seeing that the forces of society, as they gain ascendancy in this new worldview that they necessarily see. The biblical worldview and the traditional imaginative, clear, mythic vision that the church brought to the world, the great story of God and salvation, that now is an obstacle. And it needs to be overthrown. That's right where we are. So St. John Paul, in this conversation in Germany, was talking about the nature of the battle. And one of the weapons is the rosary. It's just praying through and meditating upon the mysteries of the life of Christ and the ministry of Our Lady. Here's what he said. Many people are convinced that it's impossible to do anything against evil. Then the Holy Father held up a rosary, his rosary. Here's the remedy against this evil. Pray, pray, and ask for nothing more. Leave everything else to the Mother of God. Mary has an entirely unique place in this battle in our time. She had a profound hand in choosing and guiding and preparing John Paul II for his ministry. He went on, he said, what is going to happen to the church? It's a question that many of us may have not asked directly, but I think we felt this kind of question emerging is, what's happening to the church? What's going to happen to the church in America? Here's what he said. We must prepare ourselves to suffer great trials before long, such as will demand of us a disposition to give up even life and a total dedication to Christ and for Christ. With your and my prayer, it is possible to mitigate this tribulation, but it is no longer possible to avert it, because only thus can the church be effectively renewed. How many times has the renewal of the church sprung from blood? This time, too, it will not be otherwise. We must be strong and prepared and trust in Christ and His Mother and be very, very assiduous in praying the rosary. There's the prophet and the champion of our time. When the Lord raised him up, he brought so much prophetic clarity and understanding to the situation that we're facing and the battle that the church is engaging in. I want to read it just one more time so you can hear it. So he's raising the question, what is going to happen to the church? We must prepare ourselves to suffer great trials before long. We have to prepare ourselves. Are you preparing yourself? In what way are you preparing yourself? He's talking about here about prayer, praying the rosary, reading scripture, frequent attendance of mass, reception of the sacraments, praying at home, praying alone, praying with brothers and sisters, fasting, almsgiving, all the things that the great Christians and the saints have done to equip themselves for battle, to make them ready to effectively take their place, to take our place in this battle. We must prepare ourselves to suffer great trials before long, such as will demand of us a disposition to give up even life and a total dedication to Christ and for Christ. Well, on Monday this week, I was talking about visiting Krakow with my wife and some friends recently. Actually, it was right around the time when Ireland's, by popular vote, was overturning its own laws, defending life, and now promoting abortion, the killing of the innocent. We visited the John Paul II Cultural Center, which in the center had, encased in glass, the bloodstained cassock of St. John Paul II, the very one he wore when he was shot. Hear what I'm reading from Germany, his talk in Germany was in 1980, and he said, we have to be willing to lay down our lives. The battle is that serious. And as I knelt before that cassock and just looking at the dried blood of John Paul II there on the cassock, I thought, he was totally tuned into what was happening in the world, the spiritual realities that were unfolding, and he himself was prepared to lead And he led as the Master led. He gave everything for Christ. He laid down his life. He almost died. And as the story goes, Mary had a hand, John Paul II said, in guiding that bullet. So ultimately it wouldn't take his life because his mission on earth wasn't completed. He goes on and says, with your and my prayer, it is possible to mitigate this tribulation. So what is he saying? What's his prophet saying? That there's a great tribulation that's coming upon the world and upon the church. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing in the church. That's why we're seeing the hostility grow against the church. And unfortunately, you know, the sins and the weaknesses of the church give the world a big stick to beat the church with. But friends, we need to understand it's much deeper than that. The rage is deeper than that. There's a rage against God. People don't even know what they're raging against, but it's Revelation lets us know what it is. Scripture, the teaching of the church, we understand that in the human heart, in a fallen human heart, there's always the temptation to suppress the truth about God, to want to ignore God, to want to not pay too much attention to him because we want to go our own way. So John Paul's saying prayer can mitigate this tribulation, but as he said earlier, this is a battle that lies within the plans of divine providence, and it is unfolding and will continue to unfold. And it's a time of extraordinary testing of the faith. You're going to be tested. I'm going to be tested. And we're going to make a statement about our life and what we truly believe in and how we respond to the challenges that we're facing. He goes on, he said, but it is no longer possible to avert this tribulation, because only thus can the church be effectively renewed. For the church to be renewed, she has to pass through this great trial, because she's going to be purged of her inordinate self-love, her lukewarmness, her indifference, her attachments to the world. All of that weakens the church and her witness and makes her doesn't make her credible. It makes it impossible for her message to have the potency that it can have when it flows through the heart of a saint. The Lord wants to forge his body and make us saints. That's what it means to renew us. The Holy Father goes on, how many times has the renewal of the church sprung from blood? And he shed his blood for the renewal of the church now in our time, as have hundreds and thousands of other people. He said, this time too, it will not be otherwise. We must be strong and prepared and trust in Christ and his mother and be very, very assiduous in praying the rosary. So how can you equip yourself? How can you help fight this battle? Take up the rosary. Pray it every day. I pray it almost every day. I want to pray it every day. It's close, but not always every day. It's something I want to do, and I'm going to do by God's grace. But don't forget to read God's word and frequent the sacraments and fast and pray. That's all part of the spiritual battle as well. It's an important time for us to hear what the Spirit's saying, friends, and respond to it. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.